The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another rousing, hilarious, and wonderful Kiefer and Curry show where we go back and forth and we pick different topics from week to week. We talk a lot of sports. We talk some politics. This week, the Kiefer and Curry show, as seen on TV, the products we get suckered into buying. He is Kip Kiefer. He joins us every single week on the Kiefer and Curry show. Kip, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Tony, I'm ready. It's stormy outside, but it's the bright sunny in the Kiefer home. The Vegas Golden Knight for Stanley.
Yes, there you go. I'm putting up a 9 spot, no doubt.
How about that?
And I believe your son, who of course is one of the chief editors of the Las Vegas Sun, he actually kind of liked that over last night. It was one of the easiest overs I've ever hit, so I was very, very happy. That's another show for another time. So I watch a lot of TV, and I realize that no matter how lousy a product can be, if you put enough money behind it and spread it out, you'll sell enough products to actually make money no matter what it is. And, you know, I'll go back to something that has been pretty much held true my entire life. My dad told me, I'm sure your dad told you, and I'm sure you tell your sons, if it seems too good to be true, what is it, Kip?
If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
It probably is, no doubt. So I wanted you to go through 4 different products. You can go through more, and I've got a list of them that you've seen on TV or that is being tried. And listen, I'm all about convenience, and I see some things and I go, wow, that is just amazing. That is a really cool idea. And then you get it and you're like, it's a piece of crap. The one I've seen recently is the Hydro Mousse Liquidation Lawn Spray and Seed System, where you can actually grow grass on concrete. And you can grow it upside down. The best thing you can do is when you see something that looks too good to be true, go Google it, try to find it out, make sure it doesn't have the word sponsored above it, and find out what the people actually bought the crap. Think about it. It does not work. I got news for you. The stuff rolls off just like everything else, and you cannot grow grass on concrete. It does not exist. Give me one of your products you've seen that just doesn't work.
Tony, since you've told me this was going to be the topic, I was delighted because I've been dying to talk about this. I've only seen the commercial a couple of times on the latest of late night TV. I don't know if you've seen them. Are you familiar with Peyronie's disease?
Yes, I am.
Those of you out there going, Peyronie, isn't that some kind of Italian beer? Well, yes, but that's not what this is about. Peyronie's disease is the... let's call it odd, completely, it's a medical condition, but it is severe curvature of a penis.
Yes.
And I'm watching late night TV recently, and there's a commercial on for men stricken with Peyronie's disease, and they've got these crude drawings, starts off with a cylinder-shaped, seemingly normal. It wasn't a depiction of the male organ, but it was kind of just a generic drawing. And then popping up on the screen below that was one, a cylinder bent like a boomerang. and I was thinking, holy cow. And this is some kind of sheath or sleeve or brace or something that's supposed to straighten you out. And, you know, I checked and made sure that I wasn't a candidate for that particular product. But, you know, Tony, it opened up in my mind and I couldn't wait to unleash this. But I did do some research and I was disappointed to find out that the Peyronie is a doctor from the 1780s who originally, I guess, pioneered the exploration of this, because I guess guys had dysfunctional junk even a couple of centuries ago. But I was disappointed because I was hoping that Peyronie was named after the first guy that was plagued with this, because I was thinking about the possibilities of, you know, maybe in the 1910s or something, if somebody was on a rowing team and in the locker room after the shower, some guy said, yo, Peyronie, you know, what's going on there? Looks like you're all bent out of shape. You know, there's so many one-liners you can come up with. But, yeah, that was a late-night product that I saw recently. And you know, I don't want to be unsympathetic for anyone, any poor guy who's you know, not on the straight and narrow. Let's say you can call them one-liners from now till midnight. But I mean, that looks like a terrible thing, and apparently is some kind of basically a fracture or some kind of dislocation where scar tissue builds up and then it never goes back into its natural form. And again, I'm not belittling the condition. It's real, and it's really sad, though it's rare. But, you know, Tony, count me a pessimist. I don't think ordering the sleeve or whatever it is, sheath, is gonna straighten out the problem. What do you think?
No, and I actually have a friend of mine who is one of the best surgeons in the world, Dr. Brian Christine from Urology Centers of Alabama, and he is actually known to do a surgical procedure for the Peyronie's disease, which is a real disease, believe it or not. No matter how many carrots or zucchinis you look at late night television commercials, it's hard to whip a 3-inch boomerang. It does not work. But he travels the world doing these Peyronie surgeries, and surgery is the only way you can fix that. You notice, Kip, how many people are suffering from migraine headaches these days? Seems like everyone's got migraine headaches, right? I mean, it's crazy, right? So I would say my next product, anything that has to do with LED lights from Bell and Howell. If I have to see another LED light, LED lights for outside the house, on the side of the road, if you're going splunking with the kids, if you're along the driveway, if you need something under the hood, if you need more light, if you need it in your garage, wherever we need more light, it's all LED lights, and everything's got lights. They're all $9.99, and yes, they'll send you a second one for shipping and handling, which is usually $29 for the actual shipping and handling for the second one you get free. But anything from Bell, if I see any Bell and Howell stuff that has to do with some LED lights, I'm like, how many flipping lights do we need? We got lights everywhere. We're illuminating the entire world, and we're wondering why we all get migraine headaches. All I got to do, and I went straight LED lights with my Christmas lights. The only reason I did is because it saves me about $90 a year, and they do last about 6 or 7 years longer than other ones. But yeah, anything from Bell and Howell, it has to do with LED lights. If it seems too good to be true, no doubt it is.
Yeah, Bell and Howell is probably the biggest perpetrator of all these must-have products, which they make look just phenomenal. But like you said, when a lot of those, and I have had decent experience with LED lights, but you mentioned migraines. That's interesting because it's such a societal trend now that the migraine has become so, you know, top of the mind, another lousy pun, that now anybody who has any kind of tension headache, everybody stamps it a migraine. It's just like when COVID was being the cause for every unfortunate passing, guy dies in a motorcycle wreck. Well, he was suffering from COVID. Yeah. So it's just amazing how these trendy things, people hear them enough and they're convinced that's what they're plagued with.
Yeah, if you've ever had a migraine headache, you know what a migraine headache is.
It's much different than a regular headache.
What's your next one, man?
All right, this one's kind of weird because I'm sure that experts could get me off my high horse on this, but I've been complaining about this for years. Tony, for the last, I'm going to say 15 years on television, I have seen every outdated yesterday's news, schmuck celebrity actor, you know, whatever they've made their fame and fortune in, come on my TV about 50 times a day and tell me that I need to get in motion because my currency is diminishing in value every day. It's virtually worthless. It's going to be completely worthless when everything collapses. And I need to have all the gold and silver that I can get my hands on because silver, you know, is going to be the next oil.
Yes.
Silver is in desperately short supply. We're all going to die because there's not enough silver. And you can move right now and send us all of your worthless currency for a big supply of silver, which will ensure your future. William Devane, who was a B actor, in my opinion, was on some miniseries and other things.
I've seen
it. William Devane warns me every day, are you safe? Well, William, I don't know if I'm safe, but what are you asking me to surrender so you can supply me with gold and silver? You want my worthless currency. Tony, that just doesn't make sense to me.
No. No, I think you're spot on. And there's actually a show that I get up around 3 or 4 o'clock on weekends. I just get up a little early. I like when it's dark. And there's a show, coin collecting, with Mike something or other. I don't know. And they get all the silver straight from the feds. And just when it goes to pure weight, they charge twice what you could buy it for if you just buy a brick of silver because it's in coin value. So spot on. Absolutely. Outrageous, effective, where you stink. It is the best deodorant in the face of the earth. And of course, it's for pits and privates. It is Lumi. When I saw this certified, board certified, licensed gynecologist who had no makeup on with the blonde hair, and she's doing the commercial where it looks like she's doing the commercial herself. I will say it was an extremely effective, probably more effective than actually the Lume deodorant itself. And I was like, this thing is going to kill, because when you want to sell crap to people, you have to hit them where it's fearful. If you're afraid you have bad breath, if you're afraid you stink, or you're afraid you're going to go broke, that's where you hit people in your pocketbooks. And Lume does that. She's putting Lume, she's just a little hand pull, just a little on your fingertips. She's putting it between the crack of her ass. How bad do we stink? Does anybody out there actually think that your backside stinks during the day and someone actually notices it? Unless, of course, you have some flatulence issue. For the most part, we shower once a day and we're clean for the rest of the day. And this Lume thing is blowing up. It's a multi-billion dollar company now just because a licensed gynecologist said, you know what, you can put this stuff everywhere, and Kip, it lasts for 72 hours. So think about this. You now have people not showering every day like they should and putting this stuff that's supposed to keep you from stinking on so you don't have to shower for 3 days. It makes no sense. I've never been around. I've got kids. I've got a 16-year-old son who doesn't like to shower. Most 16-year-old kids don't, and he stinks. And I can smell him across the room, the feet. There's a point. You have children. You know, there's a point in time where they stop smelling good, you know, when you're smelling their hair, you're smelling their feet, and then they just plain stink. And then they have to start showering every single day. I don't think there's enough Lume out there to actually mask any smell of any child or any individual, any adult, period. I'm not buying the Lume deodorant for pits and privates. And I certainly don't ever think that I need to put any type of deodorant on my privates. It doesn't even, I'll put some Men in Speed Stick down there and give it a shot, but I think it probably burned to hell, so I'm not going to do that as well. If I have a special occasion coming up where I have to smell really good, I think I'll just shower. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that might help that trend may help another product that's not on my list today, but constipation products, because you know, if you've just gotten that area treated, I mean, the last thing you want to do is go mess it up by you know, doing your business. So that might promote a whole new line of products. But I remember a guy, it's funny you should mention this. I remember a guy in high school we played basketball with, that his name was Sammy. And after practices or games or whatever, he was out of the locker room within minutes because he did not shower. He had too much to do, was too busy, had girlfriends waiting for him and such. So he would just have these giant bottles of cheap perfume and splash it all over himself and say, man, you guys waste all that time in the shower. All you got to do is splash on some of this, smell good, and you're ready to go. So that's what it reminds me of. I'm not down for the Lume option. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. What else you got, man?
All right. I'm going to go to one that, again, people might criticize me for, but you know, I hate when people become sheep, Tony, and just follow what everybody's talking about. And the whole organic food movement is something that drives me nuts. Now, I understand that a lot of people may have digestive problems and different things, or think that their sleep disorders or their depression. I mean, everybody that gets into, you know, trying to eat, quote, healthier, which I'm not even sure that's true, but that's another subject. But organic food, and the trend is so ridiculous to me that, you know, it doesn't really make sense. I don't want a whatever they call the new burgers that are vegetable based. That's not a burger. That's some kind of, you know, derived product to try and again appeal to people. Say, hey, it tastes just like a hamburger, the Impossible Burger. Well, here's one thing: it's impossible to market that to me because I will never eat one unless I'm being held at gunpoint. I just don't get it. I hear people talking about, and I've got a nephew who's got celiac problems and whatnot. So shopping is now a cumbersome process of examining every product for what their content is. You know, I'm going to steal a William Shatner line that actually was about pain from a Star Trek movie years ago. And the line was, I want my pain. I need my pain. Well, I want my gluten, Tony. I need my gluten. That's what I've been eating all my life. I'm still hanging around. I don't understand the whole organic food. Nobody'd ever heard. I mean, I guess it's been around forever. Did you ever hear of kale until recent years?
No.
You know, kale, the only kale I knew about was Kale Yarbrough as a NASCAR driver. But now, you know, kale is the big thing. I don't know what kale grows on. I don't know what it looks like. I know nothing about this product. And the other day I was in the store with a friend of mine, and she was all, oh, this is keto. What the hell is keto? What is going on in this country, Tony? Give me some Cheetos. Give me some Oscar Mayer wieners. I will pass on the organic food movement.
Some of my honorable mentions, the windmill AC unit, which I saw a commercial for the other day. This unit is supposed to be so good and so small that now you can turn off your central air conditioning during the summer months, and this is supposed to save you money with a window unit. Crystal window cleaner. It shoots 37 feet. I don't know how many people have homes that have windows 37 feet high, but it sprays. And of course, there is no streaking or no staining on your windows. The Miracle Rambo cushion or the bamboo cushion. Some people call it the Rambo cushion. Evidently, Kip, we need things to sleep with now. For me, I don't like to be touched when I sleep. Even when I was married, I didn't want to be touched. I'm like, stay away from me. I'm a light sleeper. I don't need something to hold on to. I'll just get a stuffed animal. Thank you very much. Alien tape is the biggest crock of crap. Any tape that you put up or use for anything and it's reusable is a lie. It never works. It doesn't hold anything. And something that I got suckered into buying and actually bought some of this crap, and I saw a commercial the other day, and it is feeding off people who have been in floods. We lose more lives in this country from floods than any other natural disaster. This knucklehead for Flex Tape and Flex Seal, he has taken Flex Tape and he has sealed up an entire house and then flooded the neighborhood up to 4 feet and has kept every drop out of the house until, of course, the water goes in the ground. It is a crock. Stove Guard, which is something else I just saw recently, some guy came up with this brilliant idea and now he's a millionaire, and it's the dumbest thing we've ever had for gas stoves. And by the way, they're not even making gas stoves anymore. You can't even buy a gas stove in the state of New York. They have outlawed gas stoves because of the ionosphere and, of course, all the things we're doing to our air quality. But it's a stove guard, and it's basically like a WeatherTech for your stove. You take your stove thing off, you type in your license number, and it is perfectly fitted around your stove space because you need to stop cleaning and start living. You see these people that no longer have to wipe around the surface of their stove, which generally takes about 10 to 15 seconds, and they get a chance to go out and play baseball with their children until it's dark because they don't need to clean their stovetops anymore. Stove Guard. And I'll go one more, and then I'll be finished. And there's not a parent out there right now that does not agree with me on this. I went through my cabinets the other night just to clean out some dishes. You know, I got plastic cups. I'm a plastic cup guy. I have no glass in the house. I have no reason. I've gone to enough UAB basketball games. I've got enough Tupperware and stuff to last me the rest of my life. I found 23 water bottles with 15 lids that didn't fit. I am so over the kid water bottle thing. Every kid has to have a water bottle. Let me tell you something. Save our oceans. Save my kids' health. I got news for you. I'm not cleaning my kids' water bottle every single day after school. I know they're not cleaning their water bottle. My daughter hits me up the other night. And she says, I have to have this new Circle water bottle. You heard of it? It's spelled with a C and a K. And I said, for what? She goes, it comes with these little dispensaries at the top, and you spin it around from 1 to 10. If you want a little taste, you put it on 1. You go, if you want big taste, you turn it to 10. And I said, okay, what's it cost? She goes, oh, I don't know. It's like $6 or $7. So we go to Walmart. It was $39.99 for a water bottle. It's a plastic water bottle for $39.99. And that didn't include the tasters that you put in the top, which go for $6.99 a piece and usually last about 2 or 3 days. And I said, this is the biggest crock. And that was one of hundreds. I'm talking hundreds. Walmart, I said, where are your water bottles? And she said, I-17. And I said, I-17, okay, what part of I-17? She said, no, the entire aisle, I-17. And I said, are you shitting me? I said, what are you talking about? She said, no, the entire aisle, both sides are now water bottles. There are thousands of different types of water bottles. They're all running anywhere from $19 to $59. So our kids don't drink out of plastic bottles because it's killing our water turtles. I don't get it. I am done with water bottles. I threw every single one of them out. I don't even like reusable coffee cups. I'm like, you know what? If I need my coffee for 3 or 4 hours, I need to get more sleep. You know, if I can't drink my cup of coffee and it's still hot to the last sip, I probably don't need to be drinking that much coffee. I know people are into their coffee mugs. They're into their coffee things. They got to have their special lid on top and to make sure it doesn't spill in the car, this, that, and the other. Just drink your coffee at home, get in the car, and pay attention to the laws of the road, and you'll be fine. That's my last one. It was my last rant.
Okay, here's my last one. Be on the lookout in your neighborhood for weird looking guys wearing a hoodie in the middle of the summer because they're lurking around wanting to get in your trash can and steal all of your information. The ID police, have you seen that one?
Yes.
ID police is some kind of roller that you're supposed to go up and down on your important documents and block out all the information. So identity thieves, and I love the production in this commercial. They put a camera in the bottom of a big trash bin and have this jabroni guy with a blue hoodie on lift. The shot is the guy lifting the lid and looking down into the can. So if these people are lurking in your neighborhood, be on the lookout. Tony, this is an age where we're basically paperless. I go to my mailbox. In the old days, I'd have 15 items every day, and 11 of them would be invoices and bills. Now, all of that's online. I am far more petrified of people getting into my business by simple hacking, because I know that the systems are very vulnerable. I'm smart enough to understand that. I don't think the stealing people's paperwork is that big a thriving industry right now. And not only that, but, if this guy with the hood is wanting to dig down in my trash and look for papers and expose himself to everything gross that's in that trash that's been sitting out there waiting to go to the curb for a week,
he can have
more power. Knock yourself out, pal. The ID police may be one of the stupidest things I've seen. It would take you just as much time to tear those papers up into tiny, tiny pieces that can't possibly be reassembled if you're really worried about it, instead of standing there rolling this thing back up and down your paperwork. So I think the ID police is one of the stupidest products that's being promoted right now on TV.
It reindex everything that you ever wanted to hide. And you know what? I'm more scared of raccoons in my trash than I am of some guy with a hoodie walking up and down my street here at Russet Woods. Exactly. What happened to the thing that shreds? What happened to the shredders? I thought we were into the shredder business. Do you know anyone that actually takes their own paperwork and shreds it before they put it in their trash can? What happened to that?
Yeah, I guess, you know, that this is more energy efficient because this is just a handheld thing for $9.99. And if you order right now, you get another one for free,
yeah.
Which I don't know why you'd need another one.
You give it as a gift. I'll give you my second one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you called it before. The scam there, of course, anytime they say, we'll send you another one just for shipping. Yeah, you said that in your very opening statement here. The shipping is five times the amount of the product. So there you go. But yeah, I mean, if all these impulse items, I would only implore people to think for yourself. Don't think you have to get something because there's some slick marketing campaign on TV or somebody tells you how great something is. I always emphasize it in all my political commentary. Don't be a sheep. Don't run with the crowd. Think for yourself.
I do want to add one more because it was okay. I want to add one more, and that is any super glue. Super glues do not work. Do you remember the commercials we saw when you and I were like 6 and 7 years old of the guy hanging from the beam 35 floors above the earth while he's doing construction, hanging from his helmet because of one drop of super glue? We kids used to love super glue, but I will tell you, it works only one time, and that is when you get it on your fingers, because if you get it on your fingers, you can't get it off. But I have bought enough Gorilla super glue. I've bought super glues where there's one side that's clear and one side that's brown, and they have to come together in order to actually make the glue. I have fixed so many of my kids' toys, or tried to fix so many of my kids' toys, so many porcelain statues, so many things have been broken around the Curry household, and inevitably, I mean, unless it fits perfectly, but I have used so much stinking super glue, and it never holds more than a week. I have never used a super glue that has ever held longer than a week. Super glue, you know what? We live in a disposable world. Throw it away and buy another one. It just goes. Kip, great stuff, man. The Kiefer and Curry Show, you can hear it at least 5 days a week here on the TKR app. Download that TKR app. Hundreds of thousands of folks have done that. Of course, you can hear the show, one of our most listened to shows on the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. Tony Curry Radio Podcast is Curry with a K, the Kiefer and Curry Show. Don't forget Need to Know, another great show that Kip does where he goes off on his own rant all by himself with no notes, by the way, which I think is amazing. I've seen him do it. It's true. I don't know how you come up with this stuff off the top of your head. And we are working in development on a brand new show called the Keep Case and Curry Show that is going to be super smoking hot just in time for college football season. It's a show, you know, they always say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Tell Vegas that. It's whether you win or lose when it comes to a gambler. We give you all kinds of gambling insights. Case, of course, your son, works for the Las Vegas Sun, does wonderful work. We don't sell plays. We just give them out. We tell it like it is. It's a free show, and you can listen to it. And hopefully that thing will be up and rolling here big time, just in time for college and professional football season. Kip, as always, thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Tony enjoyed it. Stay straight.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.